כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
Start today at the Tiraway, Northwest London, Friday, 17th of Adar Rishon, 18th of February, Rabbi Amram Landa, Shlita, Parsha theme. This week's Torah is sponsored L'Rufu Shlema of Avinoam ben Etta Vichna Nereyoye Sheyizke L'Rufu Shlema B'Kor B'Sof Sh'or Chole Yisrael on me.
Morning. I'd like to share a few thoughts about the theme or a theme of Kisiso, which touches a little bit also on the calendrical theme of Purim in a non-leap year. This would always be sort of around Parshas Parah time. Certainly, it's one of the Adar Sedras, and it's never a coincidence. There are particular reasons why bits or various angles. I'm picking one that I've heard. I'm sure there are many. Just the very fact that it's called Kisiso actually requires a little bit of investigation, considering that we know that the name of a Sedra is not just a random title. It's not just the first significant word in the Sedra. If it's the first significant word, it's because it's the theme. I think once before I spoke about just showing that through even the Bereishis Sedras, the fact that the Sedra of Bereishis is called Bereishis, not just because it's the first word, it's the theme of that Sedra. It's all about Reishis. It's all about beginnings. Perhaps the biggest raya for all of this is actually the Sedra that comes after, which is Noach. If it was just the first significant word, then you should call it Toldos, because Eileh Toldos Noach. So Toldos comes first. There's already a Sedra called Toldos. No, there isn't. That comes afterwards. So Noach should be called Toldos, and Toldos should be called Yitzchak. So the very fact that it's called Noach means that the theme, the motif running through the Sedra, is going to be to do with the name, the word, the idea of what Noach, and who Noach is from beginning to end. And if this goes through, you'll see there's Vayera, something 40-something references to things to do with seeing and sight and appearances and etymological similarities of the word year, which is fear, etc. So the very fact that it's called Kisiso requires a lot more time than we have, but we'll touch on this. Kisiso literally means, well, we translate it as when you count, which take a census, I think, is one of the translations you'll see. But it actually means when you will lift. So the root nun sin aleph is to lift. So we need to have that at the back of our minds as we start traveling through the Sedra. If you start going through just a very, very quick whistle-stop tour of what's going on in the Sedra, you have the very famous themes. I guess two of the themes that jump out in the Sedra are two of the most famous the half shekel, machzit ha-shekel, followed by the kiyor, followed by instructions to prepare the shemen ha-mishchal, the ketores. There's a reference to Betzalel and Aholiyov constructing or being instructed to construct. Then there's a reference to Shabbos, the Shomer v'nei Yisrael for Shabbos, which is of course linked to the Melechus HaMishkan, as we know. Then there's a reference to the Luchos, which are then smashed in the next huge piece, which is, of course, the Egel Azov, which is sort of right there in the middle. It's very jarring, because it's Truma Tzava, brackets from Kisiso, Vayakov HaKodei, and even in Kisiso, the Sabi Egel, it's Mishkan, 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 Egel, which seems to shattering everything, and then everything continues as if nothing happened. And that's also, although we may not fully understand why that happens in such a jarring way, I'm not sure we'll have time to cover that. The Mephoroshim do discuss that. Then there's the Mechila that Moshe obtained from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to counteract the Mecholos of those who were sinning by the Egel. Moshe uses the opportunity, Harinot Kvedecho, the Shasa Koshar, then there's a second set of Luchos. Second set of Luchos, which ostensibly is that Bet Chanan, or lots of things which are not 100% clear. Then we have Yud Gimel Midos. Then, as if it's not enough to have things which you have to chagim, chagi, chedav chagi, aboike, and you have references to the Yomim Tov and the Shorish Regolim, and then Peter Rechem put in towards the end of the Sedra. They're at Har Sinai still, and what's going on there at Har Sinai? All these things which are obviously going to be interrelated, and how's it going to come back to the concept of Kisiso itself? So if we try and understand a little bit about what Har Sinai was, the Har Sinai experience wasn't just one of these things you ask children if you could choose, if you could go in a time machine and choose somewhere to go and visit. So lots of people would love to see Makom Torah, and I guess there's a slightly, I don't know if we could call it less mature, because there is something wondrous in it, but to be able to see the thunder, to be able to experience things beyond it, it's much more than that, because Chazal explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says Hirikin Shemayim Laaretz, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, he put Shemayim and Aretz together, he linked the two, he linked the physical with the spiritual, which of course really is the idea that he has in Bria in the first place. He never puts us in the physical world to remove ourselves from the physical world. We're meant to be involved with it, but we're meant to be Malaet. You see this again and again and again, from the very fact that, for example, when Yosef and Binyamin meet up, it says each one cried on each other's neck and necks. Why? Because of the Bate Mikdosh and the Mishkan, which of course we're referring to here. Why? Why is a neck referring to the Mishkan or a Bate Mikdosh? Because we know a neck is the part which connects the cerebral, the Ruchnius, to the Gashmius, to the part via the neck, which is the point my Rebbe of Moshe Zatzal used to speak about, the fact that the neck is the point of speech, which of course connects Machshava to Maisa. So it's the in-between part, which is the neck one. It's also the conduit through which you eat. And interestingly, you pointed out that although you think of eating and food as being the most physical thing, but the truth is, without it, the neshama would be removed from the guf. So actually, the neck is that conduit. The word itself, savor, neck, actually, the root is connect. The word mitzvah, which we translate as commandment, because the root, Sivol means to command, is really a connecting point to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and in Lahavdil, but in modern Hebrew it's Seveth, it's a team. It's taken from the same idea of there being a connecting point. It's just an interesting aside. If you look at that idea, that the neck idea is not an isolated thing, because yes, Yosef and Binyamin, they cry on each other's necks, and but if you have a look a little bit earlier, Yaakov himself, when he meets up with Esav, as is often pointed out, if you see a medrash and the medrash looks kind of, oh, that's a sweet idea, we obviously haven't understood it. It's telling us something deep. So we always learnt when we were young that Esav tried to bite Yaakov's neck and his teeth fell out, and obviously there's something big going on here. Esav, who understood, Yitzhak Avinu was not making a mistake. He understood that Esav, his potential in Ruchdi was unbelievable, but Esav, and think of his descendants, even today, they don't understand that Ruchdi and Gash was either this or that. And he tries to sever the physical from the spiritual, and he bites the neck, that connecting point, and his teeth fall out, which is quite amazing if you consider another one of those quote-unquote sweet but obviously deep medroshim, that it's Esau's head that's buried in Aras HaMachpelah and not his guf. The separating, and the Aras HaMachpelah is another one of those connecting points of Shemayim and Aretz, that you see with Beit HaMikdash, Har Sinai, and Mos Hashem is another one of those, and possibly came through the Gemara, which talks about entry points to Gan Eden and whatever else is going on. Another point of it, we're going to integrate that Paro does the same as Moshe's neck, with that's only Michera Paro. Moshe himself was that Shaliach who was HaKadosh Baruch Hu Medaber Mitoch Groinoi. The Shechinah's Medabres and Mitoch Groinoi. So all of this is going on. Connecting Shemaim and Oz. And interestingly, we know the famous Gemara. We say La Shema Oritzum Loya. HaKadosh Baruch owns everything. So it's part of the depth of why it is that when HaKadosh Baruch says Lama Li Roi Zitzeichem, or the Navi saying HaKadosh Baruch says, I don't want your korban, all the way through Nevi'im Achronim, the whole time. But what do you mean HaKadosh Baruch doesn't want your korban? No, you don't want your korban if you're going to trample on the poor. If you're going to oppress people and say, hey, look, I've got it, then that would be crazy. That would be like somebody going into a jewelry shop that's owned by their own better half, and they take a piece of jewelry off the shelf, and they go to the point and they give it to their wife, and they say, this is for you, and they say, thank you very much, but it's mine already. A korban says, if you're trying to bring me a korban to say, hey, look at me, there's no point. Now, Shemar, I'm loyal. I own it all anyway. You can't. You'll see it in Tehillim. It's somewhere in the Nuns. It's a number of times. It says a number of pesukim along those lines. So what is the point? So the answer is Hashemayim Shemayim Lashem, the Haaretz Nasan Livnei Adam. Hakadosh Baruch Hu has the Shemayim, and we have the Eretz, the Oretz. Of which the Gemara famously asks, well, isn't that basically a stira to Hashem Aratzim Loya? The answer is no. It's Kam Lifnei Bracha, Kam Acha Bracha. Once before and after, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives Rishus for us to have jurisdiction over, as long as we make the Bracha, which is an acknowledgement, is a connecting point. That's us doing our point to an Esarusa de Lusata of connecting the Ruchnius with the Gashmius. The Gashmus to the Ruchnius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was asking, you know, Marshem and Kechel Derish, right? He's asking for a yachat, a relationship, and you see this when Klal Yisrael themselves, they said, when they said Nasa V'Nishma, what's the Nasa V'Nishma? Nasa V'Nishma is this, it's the Sata, it's saying, we are moving towards you, this is what we are, this is what we want. We want this kesha, this kesha of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And interestingly enough, already there, it's probably sort of the light flashing. You can see that there's already a Purim connection, because there's a very well known and I guess obvious connection with the in Megillah Esther, where we see a replay of Na'aseh V'Nishma, the Hodo Kibluo, where it says Kibu V'Kiblu. Kibu V'Kiblu is essentially, the kimu is the nasa, it's lekayim, it's to fulfill, to do, and kiblu, lekabel, to hear, to take in. That is the replay with regards to now. This is it's quite phenomenal. This is I wouldn't say this if I'd made that up, because that would be showing off. This is what Chazal tell us, and we know there's a whole series of mamorim in the Gemara which talk about Homer min HaTorah Minayin, Esther min HaTorah Minayin, Moshe min HaTorah Minayin, which means Moshe Rabbeinu before he was born, etc. And this goes on. And then this is this one interesting one which sometimes gets skipped over because we're talking so much, and there's so much to say about Esther min HaTorah and Homer. But Mordechai min HaTorah Minayin. So what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says that Mordechai, which is this etcetera, right? Mordechai. So what is what? Because it's a similar. Obviously, it's what is this Mordechai? Mordechai is various translations that you have. Is that the Mer? I'm not sure, but it's one of the ingredients. There's actually the Shemen HaMishchah, but that's the Shemen HaMishchah and the Keteret, which talk about this the sweet smelling or the incense. What is the Shemen HaMishchah? What is this Keteret? So the Shemen HaMishchah is the consecration, so to speak, something which marks something out as being special in Kiddushin, in Nisuin. The idea of Hariat Mekudeshesli is the idea of something that marks something out as special. It's separated from everyone else in the world, everything else. It's something which is anything which is marked out as special as something as something like that. That's already a relationship. Interestingly enough, this Shem Neshchosh, which was first applied to Aaron HaKohen himself is the Ohev Shalom, Roed HaShalom. That's a connector. That's someone who put people together. He was interested in people having a kesher as opposed to breaking a kesher. This is Yodua, the Maharal explained that actually the job of the Kohen in the Beis HaMikdash, this point of kesher, was to take the physical things and be male it, and male them. And the Kohen, as we know, the very, very bekitza, that the numbers which govern the natural world, so to speak, and the supernatural, the things which are above teva, are number seven, the number seven, which repeats itself in the natural world, and the number eight, which goes above that, and so the Mara explains that you have set to see a number in its fullness, you either times it by itself or by ten in its fullness. For example, Shemitah is 7 years, a 7 year cycle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes stock of who actually is running the world, and seven lots of seven is followed by the oval. By the same token, you have seven and you have 70. So you have the shivan umos, 70 umos, but you have the seven Amin of Canaan themselves. Either there seems to be 10 in other places. Okay, that was. But in terms of we normally understand, it's seven, and then you have 70 in its fullness. The number in between the seven and the eight is of course 7.5 or 75, which the Maharal explains is Kohen. Kohen is that connecting point. The 75 is exactly halfway in between, and that was Aaron HaKohen's Oyev Shalom, Roed Shalom, the Shem and Amishchol, the Ketores, and Mordechai. Is representative of that. Mordechai, interestingly enough, although the Medrash describes the Kemitza in the Medrash with regards to Haman, it's the same concept when you consider when Haman finds Mordechai in the Beit HaMedrash, and when he sees that he's learning Hilchos Kemitza with the children. Interesting, why Kemitza? So the truth is, anyway, answer number one, back in the day, probably, I don't know how long ago, but probably not too long ago, children started learning Chumash, not from Bereishis, it's probably the hardest sefer in the whole of Chumash, but from Sefer Vayikra. And so that would be anyway why he would be learning that. But Kemitza as well, the Mincha itself is something which is a present, a gift, something which is very, very little, but it's something which is just, which is something personal, the person such. And again, that's what, and in fact, we've seen in the previous century with regards to the Medrash about Ketores, that the Medrash tells us that the Moshel is given of a Melech who, a rumor goes around that the queen has been disloyal, and in order to reestablish in the eyes of everybody, what the king knows is that she has always been loyal. Just because they saw something different, the advisors say that she should wear the special defon, and the special, which is something which is personal. So that's what the Kapurah said. You're seeing this theme running through. Now, if you look again at the themes that we said, I haven't got to. Anyway, till 9 o'clock. Okay, so I will try to cut just a little bit. Okay, if we look again at the theme of this kesher, which really actually is running all the way through Shemois, but that. For another time, but just focusing in on how it works with Kisisa, just the things that we said, the Chatzi Sheker, the Machatz Sheker, sorry, the Half Sheker. Now, how many times have we heard this? The true, very true idea that the Machatz Sheker is the idea that you're only a half. You don't give a whole Sheker because you're part of something. A half means automatically that there is another part to it. So that in itself requires you to have a kesher. By the way, the very fact that people often forget the other side of the coin, which is the fact that a person might think that what am I? I'm a nothing. But really feel that and have low self-esteem, but realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't put you in the world if you actually didn't have any point to existence, and therefore you might think, oh, I'm only a half, but without you, there is an incomplete shekel. And people forget that side of things. So it's kind of you have to weigh up Bishvili Nivra Oilam versus Amochi the Opal Ba'ifa, Rabbanim Peshitcha, as we know. But looking through that again, the Kiyar, now this is quite incredible. When you start thinking about what the theme is, firstly, we understand what this whole concept, Moshe Aaron has this question, how can I bring the mirrors from the Noshim? Isn't that something which is more tired? Things which are meant to be of a negative, absolutely not. In Mitzrayim, that was absolutely what kept Klal Yisrael going. That was the Noshim Tzidkonius. That is the Kiyar. And it's curtain, of course, that those mirrors themselves, a mirror, is the idea. You'll see this many times in some of the relationship we're meant to have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clearly like a mirror. Hashvinu Hashem Elecha v'noshuva. So for example, if here is the mirror and I am 50 centimeters away from the mirror, so to speak, my reflection, if it was three-dimensional, is 50 centimeters away. If I move back 50 centimeters, I'm not 1.50 meters away now. I'm assuming because it's also commensurate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you move towards me, I move towards you. That's actually what the mirror is. That's, again, Hirakim Shemayim Ra'at. It's a Rusa de Le'ela and it's a Rusa de Zasafa. You make a move towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu because it's part of the secret, possibly of the second look. I hope that's making sense. It does in my mind. It makes sense that anything that does, make sense is my rebbeim. Anything that doesn't is something convoluted at the back of my mind. Moving forward, to the things that we saw in Kitzitzo, again, the Shem and Amishcha and the Keteres, we've spoken about, that is about connection, relationship, yachas, etc. We noted the Medrash and Mordechai and Haman and the Kemitza, etc. You have then this not quite random, but Salal and Oholiyah, who were mentioned a number of times, sort of like, slipped in there, to understand that Salal is from Yehuda, and Yehuda, the Melech, Yehuda is the Ein Melech B'Loyom. The Melech is a real Melech, is less Megarme Klum. A real Melech is someone who is connected to his people. So from Yehuda, we shouldn't understand it as Yehuda's amazing and Don isn't. But in some way, Chazal explained that Don, which is called Chazal Yorud Bashvotim, the Ma'aseh L'Kol HaMachanos, that from here to here, it, totally connected. Batalo and Aliyah, they work together so that all of Klal Yisrael are part of the picture. Nobody is excluded. It becomes obvious after that, why the Shomru. Shomru, this secret matana that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives to his people is the matana of Shabbos. There's nothing more personal than that. We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos, the dafka, because it's the ois. That with the second oath that we have, and that is very personal. I skip to the end to talk about the Yom Tovim briefly within that context. The concept of what the Yom Tovim are, the Kadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. What the Chazal explain is the fact that it's Klal Yisrael who make that move, Rosh Chodesh and their Koveya, the date, that is their move towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and Shabbos is the Matono that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives to us. But I know I went slightly out of all the aim of the Luchos, perhaps. The Luchos themselves are described in Chazal as being a kind of kusuba between Kodesh Baruch Hu and his people, which is then betrayed at the time of the Egel. And then a second set of luchos, which is again a rewriting of the Ksubah, which is our input and a recommitment. This is all going through Kisisa, which you have to understand that Kisisa, to be lifted, is also the root of the word Nisuim. The idea of to be lifted, the Nisuim, the truth is there's a similar thing going through in Bamidbar, in the Sedra of Nosai itself, that's for another time. So that's going on and on and on all the way through. And it occurred to me that just this morning that because there was something I had wanted to bring in, and then I realized that it was part of the same picture. So, Zer Yitnu says at the beginning of the Sedra. Now, Zer Yitnu says Rashi, Heroloi Kamin Matbea Shel Esh. Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him a coin of fire. Now, what obviously there has to be something in the Pasuk that makes us have to be Doirish. Rashi doesn't just make a comment. So actually, Rashi does this many times in Chumash, where you find Hachodesh Hazeh Lochem. You have the Zeh Maaseh Amanoira, or it's Heraloi Maaseh, etc. And Zeh Keli V'Anveyu Ba'Yamsa. As soon as you have a Zeh, this, it must be that there's someone pointing. So because if I went into a room with my eyes closed, hands behind my back, and there are 10 chairs there, and I say, sit on that chair, you know, you'll say, which chair? Unless it's one that we've predefined, it makes no sense unless there's only one chair in the room, or, you know, it has to. So that requires us sometimes, what's going on? You have to, like, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need to show Moshe Rabbeinu a coin of fire? Like, the menorah, I understand. Okay, it's intricate detail, and he tried to maybe, but what's Heraloi Matzei Ashreisha? Really, he needed to. So I saw this, in the name of the Shorim, and it's in. I know that many speak about this. That the Matzah Shal Eish is the warmth, the warmth that one is with which one is meant to give. To give the half shekel, but to give it benediva slave with rotzon and with warmth. That's what Kodesh Baruch was asking. Heraloi Matzah Shal Eish. You want to be that. And if you think about it, I started tracing it back. All those things, I haven't looked at every single example in Chumash, but the ones that I thought of above my head, Achodesh Hazeh, Lachem, Rosh Chodeshim, the idea is he heralded the Moel of Shalavonah. Well, we've spoken about Rosh Chodesh and Klal Yisrael in terms of the Yachat of Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Menorah, Menorah Zutorah, it's Poshet, that's still Har Sinai. Amazingly, the Yom Tov was where to Zeh Keli V'Anveihu. Rosh Shifcho Alayam, Mashal Ayroa, Yechezkel Ben Buzi. The Shifcho, and we know the Konovich Rock says that the Shifcho blood, the Shifcho, but the point is everybody saw they had this, they were able to point at some of the Kifei HaKoed. What does the Medrash say about the connecting point to this week's Sedra there, is the fact that why an Egel, one of the things they say is because, so to speak, I'm not a Makubal, so can't explain it all, but you'll do in a certain way that whatever this means exactly, that one of the sides of the Kisei HaKavod, one of the sides, the one which actually represents HaKadosh Baruch Hu's connection with the physical world, is the side of the Pnei HaShoer, or an Egel, essentially, which is what they in some way had seen, and when they thought they'd lost their Moshe Rabbeinu, their connecting point, they replaced it with an egel. That was where it went wrong. But we shouldn't just think that it was just stung a primitive Avodah Zorah. They made a big error. They made a big error, and we suffer from the egel and the Meraglim today. But that came from a twisting of the original of what they said of Zeh Keli V'Anveihu. But coming back to Zeh Yitnu, this is going through Kisisa, the Matzbea Shal Eish, this warmth. This is the exact counteraction to Amalek, Asher Karach HaBaderech. Karach HaBaderech is Meloshin Kar. There's no special relationship because it's Mikra. It's Kar, it's cooling down the hot bath. This is what nobody says. If they want to explain how close they are with a family member or a business partner or a friend, they just say, oh, we got on so well, we've got a very cold relationship. But you didn't say that, you feel very warm. The Matzbeah Shel Eish, the Nediva Slave, that's what's going on in Kisisa. Kisisa is when you lift, you are doing that. It's not just counting. I mean, it's counting in terms of everything counts. That perhaps that's how to understand it. It's something which is significant, something which is important, something which is part of a whole. There is a lot more to be said, but I'm hoping that I will leave it with that. And we see that Kimu v'Kiblu, which is coming to us very very soon, is perhaps a very very apt follow on from what we have explored today. I hope that did make sense. As I said, anything that didn't blame me, not my rebbe. Have a good Shabbos.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111